Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it's pretty normal for children to have fears at night when they go to sleep. And if they wake up with nightmares or night terrors and they're really afraid and way too afraid to go back to sleep, this can be very unpleasant and disturbing to the parent and the child as well. My guest is Dr. David Hill, one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children. Dr. Hill, nightmares, they can occur from time to time in children. What causes them? What do we do about them?
Great question. We first of all have to distinguish between two things, which you mentioned, nightmares and night terrors, because they are very, very different creatures. And what they have in common is they often occur in children, frequently in the preschool or early school years. They wake children up from sleep, or appear to, and they are scary. The difference between them, however, is really important, because a nightmare occurs during dream sleep. And a child actually wakes up from a nightmare and knows that you're in the room, can be comforted, you can talk to them, you can let them know, hey, it's okay, you can turn a little bit of light on, look under the bed, ask them to tell you what they were dreaming about, let them know that their mommy's here, their dad's here, here's your teddy bear. You do a lot for that. A night terror, on the other hand, actually doesn't wake a child up. It wakes you up because the child is screaming. And they sound terrified, and for all they seem to be terrified, but they don't wake up. It occurs at a different phase. It's not really a dream. And if you try and confront a child during a night terror, they don't know you're in the room. They're not aware that you're there. They are still in that place dealing with whatever that scary thing is, and your presence is not particularly calming to them because they're not awake. They also don't remember that. You might ask about a nightmare in the morning and talk about it. What was that scary dream you had? But a night terror, you're going to remember it because it's going to make a huge impression on you, but the child is going to have no idea that it ever happened.
It was absolutely terrifying to me the first time my child had a night terror. And he was just screaming, and we didn't know what to do, and we were waking him, trying to wake him, and he was screaming. And it is really something that can send you into a little episode of panic. I called the doctor, you know. But nightmares, you said you can ask the child what they were dreaming about or talk to them about it the next day. Should we be afraid to do that because then it's going to put it back in their mind?
No, not really. I mean, if they have a chance to talk through it, it gives you an opportunity to help them with reality testing. Kids at about age 3 don't have a huge wall between their imaginary lives and the real world. So they're practicing, what could really happen? Could I really fly? Could I really go to space? By age 4, they have a much better understanding of what's real and what's imaginary. So by talking to them about the dream, you can help them sort of draw that line. Yeah, we don't really have monsters. Monsters are not real, or you're not really going to fall down a well, unless, of course, you have an old abandoned well on your property. You should address that. But in most cases, you can help them talk about what's real and what's not real, and also help them talk about what might really be scaring them in life. Do they have a new teacher? Are they being bullied in school? Is there something going on in the family, a pending divorce, a loss of somebody's job that's got them really worried? Maybe a grandparent just got sick. And then they can talk through what their real concerns are with you. And even at night when they wake up, you can give them a moment to say, you know, okay, this is not real. We imagine this. Let's look in your closet. There's nothing really in your closet. I looked under your bed. There's nothing under your bed. And get them a chance to sort of reality test and understand the difference between what they were dreaming and what real dangers are.
So I do love nightlights, and I'll tell you this. He'll kill me for saying this, but my 13-year-old still likes a nightlight in his room. But Dr. Hill, what do we do when their nightmares and things they're afraid of in the night? It's hard to rationalize. I mean, back in the day, if kids were afraid of monsters, you know, but now they see so many things on internet and the news, so many real things to be afraid of, that I think it can invade their psyche while they sleep.
You know, we do know that media exposure, scary media exposure, can ramp up nightmares. Kids who watch scary movies, watch things with a lot of violent content. If you look at some of the video games that are out there, they work very hard to be emotional and frightening and scary looking. And so controlling your child's media, this is something we talk about a lot on this show, controlling what they see is really important. There is no reason for young children to be watching scary movies. And even when something real is happening on the media, you as a parent can sort of control how that's framed and how much access they have to that. At healthychildren.org, we've got great advice for helping children deal with real-world trauma, real scary events, if there's something that happens in the community that's frightening, and framing those things, helping them get a sense of what they might have control over. Do you have a dog? Well, a dog's going to bark if somebody tries to break in the house. Or, you know, we've got an alarm system. You're right next to mommy and daddy's room, and, you know, we're right there if you need us. You can let them know what they have power over, what they have control over, and put things in context for them.
When children are afraid to go to sleep at night, not necessarily actually waking with nightmares, but afraid to go to sleep at night, what do you recommend? I mean, there comes a point when you don't want to sit in your child's room every night until they fall asleep, which is really not good for teaching children independence and autonomy, you know, self-soothing. But for parents, it sometimes is the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, and this varies somewhat by age, right? So when children believe in magic, sometimes they say use the magic against the magic, right? If what they're worried about is monsters, find some monster dust, sprinkle it around, say an incantation, you know, do whatever it takes to help the child believe that the mythical creature that might be endangering them has been neutralized. Use mythology against mythology. For older children, and I've got a 9-year-old right now who's going through this, his fear is that he will not fall asleep. And he's not falling asleep because he's afraid he's not going to fall asleep, right? This has got him all worked up. And so in that case, you can teach him some relaxation techniques because your brain can't really think about two things at once. If your brain is thinking about counting every breath from 500 down to zero, it can't really also think about being scared at the same time. And there are lots of sites where you can go to learn self-hypnosis, self-relaxation, sort of mindfulness techniques that children can put to their own use to help themselves calm down and teach their brains to calm down at night.
I love that advice, Dr. Hill, and my daughter loves the show Bewitched now, my 10-year-old daughter, and so now when she's afraid, she knows that Endora and Samantha will protect her. And so their magic is nobody's messing with Endora, so she knows that their magic will protect anything she's really afraid of, but it can be very frustrating for parents. So in about the last minute and a half, give us your best advice for nightmares, night terrors, getting our children to sleep when they are afraid or being afraid of the dark.
Absolutely. Job one, distinguish between a nightmare and a night terror, because a night terror, all you can do is watch your child and keep them safe. Stop, don't let them hurt themselves, get out of bed, wander around the house, just keep them where they are until it's over. A nightmare, you can reassure your child, look around the room, help them understand what's real and what's not real. You mentioned a nightlight. A small nightlight can be really helpful. You don't want it to be too bright, because bright light tells our brain, hey, it's time to be awake, not asleep. Do not leave the TV on, by the way. We didn't talk about that, but TVs being on in the room are horrible for sleep. Ideally, there would not be a screen or a TV in the room with your child while they're trying to sleep. Also, look at what their media is. If they're playing or watching exciting or stimulating media in the 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime, there's no reason to think they're going to sleep well or get restful sleep. This stuff is designed to crank people up, not calm them down. Finally, know that your presence and your words are very reassuring, and work on helping your children learn to calm themselves down.
Work on helping your children learn to calm themselves. That is great advice and something that every parent can heed. Learn relaxation techniques. Speak softly, as Dr. Hill does, to your children. Help them get through it, because it can be just as scary for you as it is for them. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.